We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's up? First day of school for many, many, many. My kids were cool, ready to go. Lunches, jackets, backpacks, and masks. Big box of them sitting on the table. Man, we don't fight about that stuff. We just do it. Come on, man. My daughters are vaccinated. My son isn't. He's 11. He's wearing a mask. Don't want him getting sick. I don't give a damn if you think you have the freedom to say your kid doesn't have to wear a mask. I don't. Just keep your kid away from mine. If that's the biggest battle you can fight, if that's what you want your kid to learn, ignorance, then knock yourself out. I find it to be one of the most aggravating things I've ever come across in my career. People are dying. Kids are getting sick in record number, and they're just coming back to school, man. What's the end game here? What's the end game here? Some sort of a livestock drug. Is that your plan? Vet medicine. Is that what you're going to do? Give your kid a pill for cows and horses and send them off to school. Nice, nice. Nice. I got to get into this. There's a bunch of stuff on my mind this morning as school starts. Hey, man, I'm a fighter. I'll line them up. Facts, 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 facts. Experts, experts, experts. But I ain't taking no pill for a dog or a horse or a cow. If I'm lying, I'm dying. This is an absolute fact. This is how low we have gone. This morning, this is not fake news. This is legit. And then I got to get the Don Yealy. This morning, the FDA sent out this tweet. This is how bad we are. This is how low we are. This is how far we've gone off the deep end. This is verbatim. It's shocking that this is what our FDA has to send out to America and to the world. Went out about 8 o'clock this morning. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, in case you're confused, all right? No, you are not a dog. And I read this verbatim. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. I repeat, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. You know, they wrote that directed towards folks in the South who are not taking the vaccine. They're taking this antivirus medication, antibacterial medication. For horses and cows. Woo! One of the smartest doctors on earth, Dr. Don Yealy, Chief Medical Officer at UPMC. Dr. Yealy, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me today, Morty.
Look, you're so pragmatic. I got to get your response to what you're seeing now, that FDA tweet. Shocking, isn't it, sir?
It is. I understand that people want there to be effective COVID-19 therapies, but grasping at things like ivermectin, that's the drug you're talking about. You'll remember a year ago, hydroxychloroquine was another drug. These are both drugs that have been around for many, many years, used for different things. Having a desire for them to be a magic bullet doesn't actually make them a magic bullet. And the evidence is clear. There's no evidence of benefit, and there can really be harm. We know what helps already. We know those three or four simple steps. Why don't we just do those things?
Man, I don't know, man. I find it to be so sad, doctor. I posted this article over the weekend about folks taking this medicine for literally for horses and cows. And they came at me. What do you know? What's your research? I've been taking it for 3 months. Wow. Doctor, how long have you been in the business, the medical field, saving lives, sir?
I have been a physician for a little over 35 years and done... My job is to take care of people with acute illness, infection, and trauma. And so I get to see people on what they think or what really is their worst days and try to help decide what things really help improve upon that. And that includes not only medicines that are helpful, but medicines that cause toxicity. Ivermectin is used to deworm animals. It doesn't really have a particular place in the treatment of a virus. You can put very many different drugs and substances into a petri dish with a virus, and the virus won't grow. But that doesn't translate to putting it in the human body safely and having a benefit. And that's the scary part here. This drug does not, to the best of the data that are available now, does not help you either stave off COVID-19 or get better from it when you get COVID-19 infection. And if you take too much of it, it can hurt you.
Dr. Don Ulick, Chief Medical Officer at UPMC. Doctor, when I posted this, the first comment comes from Karen, who says, 3.7 billion doses in third world countries with zero side effects. Doctor, and then here's a guy. Your statement is incorrect as well as misleading. What's going on here? So you've been at this at least 35 years, saving lives. You've seen it all twice. Have you ever seen this sort of thing, sir? Ever?
Well, I think it speaks to that people are fearful of the virus, fearful of some of the common safe things that we know work. I can't explain that part away.
Right.
And they're looking for some sort of other alternative. The problem is this misinformation. Again, ivermectin works very well for what it's intended for and in smaller doses, but when given in very high doses, which is what people are doing in COVID-19, it not only doesn't help, it can be hurtful. What happens in a third world country is not what we're aspiring to. Third world countries have a level of death and disease that we would never tolerate in the United States, and we don't want to tolerate. We have the effective tools right now. Get vaccinated. Wear a mask for a period of time while things are revved up. If you feel sick, get tested, and we can give you monoclonal antibodies that will help wipe out the infection. That's the three things that really matter now, not these other things that you hear people picking up from either the internet or from chats. I understand the search for them. It's just misguided.
Dr. Don Ulick, check this out from Renee. My husband's friend was in the hospital with COVID. He fed him that medicine for cows with a spoon, and he was better the next day. Wow. I'm not angry. I'm just afraid. I don't want people to die, and this scares the hell out of me. Doctor, can you hang around, sir?
I can.
It's Marty Griffin. Dr. Don Ulick joining me with UPMC's the Chief Medical Officer. Doctor, it's unfortunate that now parents are at each other, literally hiring attorneys, fighting school boards, screaming and yelling in each other's face over a mask. Isn't it real simple, doctor? If a kid isn't vaccinated, shouldn't they wear a mask in school, sir?
Marty, I'll actually go a step further. I think while we're in the middle of this Delta variant, which is really transmissible, it jumps around much more than even the virus we knew 6 months ago. I think everybody should be wearing a mask at a school or in indoor settings where they're congregated. And that's for two reasons. It helps protect you from transmitting particularly this Delta variant around. It helps you from doing that, and it helps decrease essentially the pool of that that is in the population. I don't think we'll need masks forever. I think it's a short period of time while we're in the middle of this increased virus activity, both the newer version of the virus and the virus activity, with or without a vaccine, when you're in school or in a congregated environment, you should be wearing it. We never gave up on masks inside the healthcare system exactly for that reason, and that we want people to be safe, and we've kept people safe. Why wouldn't we do that at our schools?
You're a smart man. You're around a lot of smart people. Help me out with what's happening with the battles over this. I mean, I literally have seen parents spitting in each other's face over this. What the hell's going on with this? My kid has the right to make a choice. My kid has freedom. Over a mask, sir. Can you wrap your arms around it, doctor?
Well, I do understand that many people may have misconceptions or not a full understanding of what masking does and doesn't do. And they may have some general knowledge of masking information from years ago or in a different setting that makes them wonder about the protection. I can tell you as a physician, masks work. If you wear them appropriately, they work. We saw virtually no COVID inside of our buildings where people masked, and we saw very little influenza in our entire community when people wore masks last year. And so it is a protective thing. I had hoped that we wouldn't need them now, but we do with the Delta variant. I think people who are participatory in the government and in their school boards, I think that's a fabulous thing. I think vigorous conversation is a great thing for everyone to have to really work through the issues. But at the end, you have to make a decision and do things for the greatest good. And that means accepting the careful input from people who agree or disagree with you and moving forward. For me, that's wearing a mask. I offered that advice to our school district. I have kids that are in school. I want them and their friends and their families to be safe. It won't be forever.
Dr. Don Yealy, I'm fascinated by the back and forth over folks refusing to get vaccinated. That tweet this morning by the FDA directed towards folks in the South. You know, I can't wrap my arms around when we grew up and everybody got vaccinated regarding polio, and there's not a single active case in this country since 1979. There are fewer than 80 active cases in the world. What does that tell you, doctor, about vaccination and its efficacy, sir?
Well, people have forgotten those lessons, and maybe at that moment in time, the fear was different and higher. I would think 17 months of living through COVID and the first 10 or 11, we had very few tools to prevent it, short of the behavioral and the masking initiatives. Masking still works, but together with a vaccine, you end up with a double layer of protection that really does you, your family, and your loved ones well. We have the control right in our hands, and it's much easier than some of the broader social shutdowns that happened before, and it works much, much better. We can do this. It's right there in front of us.
Dr. Don Yealy, finally, and I appreciate you doing this today. I think it's so significant. There are folks who are now wrapping their arms around, look, those folks, they got vaccinated, they got COVID. Please, doctor, tell them how rare that is and the recovery for folks that do get COVID, the breakthrough cases, sir.
I see the numbers of everybody who's admitted to a hospital in the UPMC system twice a day. The vast, vast majority of people who are admitted and almost everyone who's in an intensive care unit was unvaccinated. The very few who get admitted after vaccine have either highly advanced age or some other condition that is more primarily responsible for what's going on. I don't see normal, healthy people who are vaccinated get sick enough to require hospitalization and advanced care. The vaccines are doing their job. Their job was to prevent you from getting serious illness, not to prevent you from ever coming into contact with the virus and having it multiply in the back of your throat without any symptoms for a day or two and then be cleared by your body. That means the vaccine did its job. So it's not breakthrough infections that are really important. It's serious infections. And the vaccines have an outstanding track record. Go out and get it. Why not swap COVID-19 terrible illness on a breathing machine for just simply a cold, because that's what you'll do when you get the vaccine. You will guarantee yourself, unless you have some other serious condition, that if you come into contact with COVID, that you're going to have nothing or a very mild cold. That seems worth it to me.
Doctor, brilliant stuff. Always a pleasure, sir. You handled it so well. Appreciate you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
The absolute best. Please listen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.